Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. This is Lucretia Hayes, your host of The Awakening. I'm excited to share another episode with you guys and to come to you talking about some things that's really important. You know, how many of you know that you can't get much done in life these days without money? And the fact of the matter is, as much as it's a taboo subject for so many and things that people think that you shouldn't really discuss, you know, it's like, well, you shouldn't discuss how much money you make. That's personal and that's private. But there are times when you have to reach out and seek help, because if you're drowning, nobody's going to save you if they don't know that you can't swim. So it's important. It's very, very important to seek out the knowledge you need to make your finances do what they're supposed to do. It makes no sense anymore for us to walk in ignorance when it concerns money and when it concerns financial decisions and cash flow issues, when the knowledge and the information is so plentiful, you know, in front of us. There's just so many ways now to educate yourself financially. But we do hope that this show will become one of your favorite ways to be empowered, to learn some financial tools and skills for dealing with your money. Before we get started, I just want to make an announcement. For those of you who don't know, last year was a really great year for me, especially concerning my books. I did release 6 new books last year, and several of them are e-books. We also have some print books. We have some poetry. We have a novel. We have, I mean, just some really great empowerment. The Path to Oneness, I highly recommend. For those of you who have been listening to the show for any length of time, I highly recommend you go to Amazon Kindle and download that. It is a Kindle-only book, but it is powerful. You do not have to have a Kindle to read it. They have other applications to make it easier for you to read it in whatever format you have available to you. But The Path to Oneness deals with us reconnecting with who we are and getting rid of all the fears and propaganda that's been pushed into us all over the years of our life. From the time you were born until the time you die, there's going to be pressure for you to conform to social norms and moral cues and all of that. And at times, that can be beneficial to conform. But there are some things that conformity has caused you to be broke, to miss different cues in your life where you could have become successful because you didn't see anyone else doing what it was in you to do. And sometimes there are some things that only you can do and will do, and that's okay. Some things you're going to have to do alone. And so anyway, The Path to Oneness empowers you to walk whatever journey you have been designed to walk, regardless of what other people think. It gets you free from the opinions of others. It gets you free from the bad training of others. It gets you in a position to where you are ready to receive God's best for your life, and that's the best place anybody can be in. So I definitely recommend you get that book. Also, for those of you who have relationship issues, you're trying to figure out whether you should stay, whether you should go, whether you're in the right one, whether you should keep looking, you're just trying to figure things out, I highly recommend Unnecessary Roughness. It's a book that compares football to relationships, and more specifically, football penalties, because the fact of the matter is we do a lot of things in the name of love that's not loving at all. We play games, and games and love are not the same thing. Life is not actually a game, even though people say that it is. We play the game of life, but to win in anything, you have to realize what you're doing. And a lot of people don't even realize what they're doing. They're in this life, they're in relationships, they're in jobs, they're in just various situations, but they still don't have a clue what's really going on. They're just being pulled along, you know, with the tide. They're just being swept along. And what we're wanting to do, and what one of my passions is empowering people to now guide and take control, take the helm of your life. Don't let it just be out here with no direction. You're just doing whatever from day to day, whatever the day bring you, that's what you do, and that's how your life is lived, because you were created and designed for more. You were created and designed to rule. The very first thing that God gave man after he created them was dominion. That was the very first thing. That means the ability to rule, the authority to rule. And so what we want to do is put you back in a place where you're ruling. And in fact, today's show about financial empowerment and breaking the poverty mentality is all about getting you in a position to where you're no longer slaving for money. You're no longer working your fingers to the bones for money and just find that it's still not enough money, but you have learned the tricks and the tips and how to use your money, because your money is a resource for you. It's one of your, in other words, it's your employee. You should tell it what to do, not it telling you what to do. And a lot of us, we've lost touch. And right now, I mean, we're so lost in the day-to-day living. It's like, I got to go to work. I got to do this, or I can't pay my bills. I got to do this, or I can't do this. And we're stuck right there. And fear keeps us moving from moment to moment to moment. But God designed your life for better. So with all of that being said, let me get on with what today's show is about. You know, for some of you, you have a good income already. You have a good job. You get benefits. You may have a home. You may have a car. You may not be struggling necessarily in poverty in the sense of living in the projects or on some kind of supplemental income or assistance or anything like that. You may not have that poverty. But maybe somehow in your mind you've become a slave to the lifestyle you're trying to build. And what you've discovered is you have a nice house, but you're rarely in it because you're working all the time trying to pay for it. You have a really nice vehicle, but pretty much the only thing it does is take you from home to work and back, and then maybe to handle errands and pay bills and then back home. I mean, there's just no time for you to enjoy all of the things that you're working for. You know what? That's not freedom. That's not freedom by a long shot. At the end of the day, financial success is not about the number. And I want you guys to remember this. Financial success is not about the number. It's not about how much annual income you have necessarily, because there are people who make millions a year and they're still broke. You may not believe it, but it happens. I'll take MC Hammer as a perfect example. I loved MC Hammer. Everybody pretty much remember he started fads and trends that was just unbelievable, and dances that people are still trying to figure out how he did. This man was amazing. He had an amazing career. He was making money hand over fist. But because he was doing too much and nobody really told him how you're supposed to manage that much money, he was trying to take care of everybody and do everything as if the money would never stop. Well, guys, guess what? It doesn't matter how many sources of income you have. Any one of them could dry up at any moment. And that's why it's so important not to put all your eggs in one basket. See, when I think back about eggs and baskets, and I know you guys are like, okay, she just took a real long detour, but it's not. Just follow me. When I think about eggs and baskets, I think about a farmer out checking his hen house, and when he gets the hen up, he checks to see if there's any eggs under her. He grabs the eggs, he put them in the basket, and he move on to the next hen. But all of these eggs are going into one basket, so he has no clue which hen laid which eggs after a while, especially if he has more than one or two hens. You see what I'm saying? A lot of us put all of our eggs in one basket. And so when dysfunction happens, we don't even know how to identify what a dysfunction is. We can't figure out what a shortage is coming in at. And so we just continue on and continue on until one day there's no eggs. And we're trying to figure out what happened. But if you had paid attention, you would have noticed that this hen was having problems and that hen was having problems. Well, it's the same with your income. You have a job that's great. It's good to work. It's good to have a career. That's wonderful. But you also need a business. Now, some of you are like, well, I don't want to do a business. And I'm going to have my co-host on shortly, and she's going to talk to you about some amazing stuff because, I mean, just watching her go through her process the way she has really inspired me. But when I met her, I already had my own business. And even with me struggling, she knew that I was struggling. We were friends for real, Armitria and I. We both knew that we both were struggling financially. Even though we had all these skills and talents and all of that, we were struggling. But my econ turned around a lot of things for the both of us. And so, anyway, making a long story short, with that sidetrack, when it comes to business, a business puts you in a position where you have leverage and residual income. What am I meaning by leverage and residual income? It means that you're making money on not only your own skills and your own time invested in work, you're making money on other people's skills and other people's time invested in work. Residual, what is that about? It's about money that comes over and over from something that you've done only once. Like, for instance, give you a great example. this is what happens when people sell you medication. I'm going to use medication because we already know that medicine is expensive and the doctors tell us it's necessary. So they put you on a blood pressure pill one time. They prescribe this medicine for you because they say you need it. And every month from then on, you're going to get blood pressure medicine. And then at some point, it'll stop working. You have to go back to the doctor. He'll change your prescription up. But every month, you know, because you have a blood pressure issue, the pharmaceutical company is making residual income because they know you got to keep coming back to get your medicine. So that's just one thing. Let's make it more realistic. Let's take it to a My Econ level. With My Econ, I can literally meet someone, turn them on to this system, and show them how they can change their W-4s, get back some of the money that they're overpaying in taxes. I can show them how to deduct 56.5 cents. Per mile that they drive for business. I can show them how to do all of these different things and how to get their money back, how to get these incentives from the government for having their own business. I can show them how to promote their business and how to empower other people and be paid well for that. And then I'll continue to get paid as they go on and be successful. Now, for a lot of people, you get lost right there because you're saying, well, I don't want somebody else getting paid off my success. Here's the thing, guys, and I want to help you out because that's one of the issues with the poverty mentality. The fact of the matter is somebody is going to be getting paid off you all of your life. Somebody is going to be making money off of you all of your life. Do you not believe that the business that you're working at is not making money off you? Of course they are, or you would not be there. They're making money based upon the work that you're putting out. When your performance slips, they're going to fire you because they don't have money to throw away. There is no free ride comes to making money. Please remember that. There are no free rides. Guys, the last thing I'm going to say before I get my co-host on is this. Poverty mentality is all about grabbing, holding, keeping, praying nothing happens. Well, what happens with fear is it has a tendency to work just like faith. It brings whatever you're afraid of right to your face, and you're going to have to deal with it because fear attracts like faith attracts. Faith attracts what you're believing for. Fear attracts what you're praying don't happen, but it attracts it anyway. So when you're afraid of losing money, when you're afraid of losing your job, you're afraid of losing your investment, you're afraid, well, that's what happens. You get into a cycle of loss, and fear perpetuates that cycle, guys. So what happens, what you have to do in order to become wealthy is first develop a wealthy mindset. You have to understand that you're not going to get anything without giving something. Whether it's your time, whether it's your money, and likely both, you're going to have to make an investment. Here's the thing, guys. Even in the beginning, the Bible says that there was darkness and chaos and all of this, and then God spoke and all of these different things happened. There was not nothing. It was something, and then he created something else out of it. You know, now God can do something with nothing, but even he don't do that. Almost every place that he's ever moved, for those of you of the faith that's on this line, every time he's ever done anything, he required an investment from us, whether it was to believe, whether it was to go, whether it was to trust and be still, whatever it was, whether it was to speak, there was some participation required. Now, either you can participate in your own rescue and get involved in your finances, get involved in turning things around, or you can participate in your destruction by continuing on the path that you're on. I don't care what you do for a living. It is not 100% secure. I don't care what kind of business you already have open. Nothing is 100% secure. Walmart is not even guaranteed to be here the next generation. Amazon is not even guaranteed to be here the next generation. That's why multiple streams of income, multiple sources of inflowing money in your life is important. I got my job. I got this business. I got my econ. I got my books. I got my this, so that I have something to fall back on. Because, guys, the name of the game is insurance. That's what it is. You want to insure your lifestyle by adding on ways for you to be paid and paid well by investing. See, the issue is cash, asset, cash. Take your cash, put it in something, a vehicle, or buy an asset that will make you more cash. And then you continue that cycle. And what you'll find is that I have cash, I invest that in something, I pull off my cash and continue to invest as it grows. And I'm able to pull off and live and go shopping and do my thing. I can go on vacations. I can do all of these things, pay off my bills early, all of that, and still keep my money flipping and growing. That is the path to wealth. Guys, let me see if I can get Armitria on the line. Armitria, are you there?
Hey,
lady.
How are you?
I'm doing well. Good thing I didn't recognize the new number.
Oh.
Yeah, but I don't know how much you called, but one of the things I wanted to talk to them about today is letting go of that poverty mentality where people are looking for a handout and get involved in participating and turning their situation around. And I just want to turn it over to you because I know you have some wonderful stuff prepared for us.
Oh, thank you so much. And coming from a person who thought handouts was the way to the way to live, I did. I heard like everything that you said, and like I'm always over here championing you on. It was something that you had said that really stuck out for me that I just wanted to start off with. First of all, guys, you know, I know it can be incredibly overwhelming, especially if you haven't disciplined your thoughts. Like, you know, if you never had wealth and you've always, you know, kind of told yourself the stories of what you cannot do, other people have told you what you couldn't do, you come up through some type of abuse or maybe not, but either way, you have a negative mindset. And that's not a bad thing if you can just admit it, because admitting it is the beginning of healing and accepting another way of seeing and thinking. But one of the ways that I was able to overcome my negative mindset is by realizing that I wasn't alone. And I have some affirmations, if you don't mind, Lucretia, I'm going to share with them really quickly, that helps me every single day, because I'm still not exempt from little gremlins popping up in my head saying what I can't do, or that mountain is a little too high for you to climb, that mountain is a little too this. But, guys, the first one that I want to share with you is I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And just chanting that every time something fearful comes out, many of you have been on this call and you want to start the business, or maybe you're already in my econ, but you just haven't made a move because you're afraid of, for whatever reason. You need to realize that you're not alone in this, and that you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. Most of the time we're afraid to accept wealth. Most of the time we're afraid to do big and amazing things because we're trying to do it in our own strength. And so this is the time where you get to profess, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. But very quickly, these are my affirmations every single morning and every single time I run into a hard spot. My mind is filled with confidence, faith, and security. God is with me. God is helping me, and God is guiding me. I am bold, and heavenly unseen forces aid me. I take counsel from my faith and not my fear. And that's the most important one. I take counsel from my faith and not my fear. That is the doorway and the entrance into you accomplishing every great thing that you know deep within your heart that you want to accomplish, is that you make the decision to take counsel from the right counselor. Faith is counseling you as well as fear is counseling you. And the bottom line is that you get to determine, because that's the power that God gave you, that's your free will, that you can decide to be counseled of fear, which is going to point things out to you that don't exist, like illusions, things that are not seen, or you can be counseled by your faith, which will help you to see things that are not seen and manifest a greater life. So in order to get to this wealth place that Lucretia was talking about, you have to make a decision to have a wealthy mindset. And the first way to have that mindset is to know that you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. You can do all things through whoever your higher power is that strengthens you and that you're not alone in it. Okay, that's the biggest and the main part. And then the next part is to take action based on that truth. It's to take action based on that truth. And so if you've been thinking about it, see, thinking about getting a gym membership won't get your body in shape. Thinking about eliminating debt won't eliminate your debt. Thinking about being a Christian won't make you a Christian. But actually taking action is what will help you yield the type of results that you want. So thinking about being wealthy is going, and in order, and being wealthy requires you to take actions towards wealth. Now, wealth can be overwhelming to those of us who have never experienced it. I know it was overwhelming to me. And so, therefore, I had to just take those overwhelming feelings and say, you know what, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I went on, I got started in my econ, and guess what? Every obstacle that came my way, I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. And now in my econ, I'm paid handsomely. You guys who are on my page or who follow me can see it. There's no need to brag. It's all over. It's public information. And I absolutely love being paid what I'm paid in my econ, and my income grows. I love the fact that I'm able to take that money and put it behind other dreams and aspirations that I wanted to take part in. And this same thing is open to you. God is no respecter of person. The same Christ that allows me to do all things through him and strengthens me to do the things that I'm able to do, the same Christ, the same God that is able to do it for Lucretia and countless others, is the same God that is available to you. And here's the thing. Lucretia said something that, you know, you have to make a move first, and that is so true, because I was looking at some scriptures in the Bible this morning, and all throughout the Bible, God is telling the people, you make the first move. If you're tired, come, all of those who are tired, and I'll give you rest. But before you get the rest, you have to first do what? Make a move and come. Come, all of those who are thirsty, and I'll give you a drink. Come, those who are sinful, come, let us reason together. And then I'll make your sins as white as snow. What do you say? Take your sins that are as red as scarlet and make it white as snow. So the whole thing, guys, is all about you making the first move. So if even God is saying to you, bust a move, this is the time to bust a move. In Revelation, it says, come. You know, all of these things is an invitation for you to step into your promised land. All of it is an invitation. How many of you guys right now are standing at your burning bush experience? And let me put this in perspective for you really quickly. You're at the burning bush right now. Listen, Moses had no idea how to be a Hebrew. You have no idea how to be wealthy. Okay? He had no idea. But what God did was set him up with the woman, you know, right, Jethro's daughter. She knew how to tend to sheep. And so she taught Moses how to do it. This is going to make sense in a second, y'all. She taught Moses how to tend the sheep. Now, it was unheard of for a woman to be telling a man what to do. So basically what I'm trying to say to you guys here is that sometimes God will use the very thing that you don't want to touch to teach you how to get to what it is that you want. You understand what I'm saying? So a lot of you are like, I don't want to touch network marketing. I don't want to do multi-level marketing. I don't want to do that. But this might be your particular wife, your vehicle to show you how to shepherd sheep and into the promised land so that you can begin to enjoy and enter into the promised land. So don't overlook the opportunity while it's knocking by complaining about the noise, but yet see what it is that God is trying to show you in this burning bush experience. The other thing that I noticed that God told Moses was take your shoes off or you're on holy ground. See, this represents our ideas. We come to these situations and we want something from God and we want something out of life, but we come with our ideas and our belief and our labels and labels and our belief structures and systems, and we already have an idea of how this thing should be panned out. But God is saying, look, take your shoes off. If you want wealth, take your shoes off. You're on holy ground. See, the information I'm about to release to you, you know nothing about. Everything that you know has gotten you to the point that you're at right now. And if you're not happy with where you're at right now, I need you to take those dirty shoes off, which are your thoughts, your beliefs, and your systems, and allow me to teach you something new so that I can prepare you to get rid of your financial pharaohs. Okay, I can drown all of that out for you if you can see what I'm trying to place in front of you. I can part this Red Sea and use you to do it if you could just take part of what's in front of you. But all of this is based on the power of your decision and your ability not to judge the opportunity that I'm placing in front of you so that you can begin to enjoy your promised land. But please don't get it twisted, guys. As you are facing your promised land, don't start to complain, well, I don't want to do that. Oh, it's $179. Oh, it's this. So-and-so going to make money off of me. Guess what? So is the tax man making money off of you. But ain't nobody complaining about that. So is your job making money off of you and paying you. You're making them hundreds of thousands, and some of y'all even millions of dollars, but they pay you the scraps that are left over. But nobody's complaining about that. Lucretia, myself, or any other leader in my econ can never make more off of you in my econ than you can make off of you because of the way that our system is set up. Our leaders and our owners of our company always work in fairness. And here's the thing, guys, when you're around people who are truly wealthy, they're pretty generally very generous people. And so, therefore, they're not operating from a place of greed because they're not people that's full of lack. So they're always looking for ways to increase your financial territory, so you'll be getting involved with a good, solid company. We're debt-free. We don't owe anybody, and we don't want you owing anybody because we realize that God says that he gave you the power to obtain wealth. And so basically what we're offering with my econ is an extension and a doorway to learning what that power is, and that power is nothing more than knowledge. There's some things that you need to know. You are perishing financially because you lack financial knowledge. Our company is all about financial literacy. So, guys, take hold. Take hold of it. Allow God to use you to learn what you need to learn so that you can set the financial captive free in yourself, and then you become a financial evangelist and set the financial captive free in others. Because, see, your decision is not just about you. It's about you, but it's not about you. It's about you setting other people free, too. And that's where even more of your blessings come in. I'm about to be quiet, Lucretia. that's where even more of your blessings come in, guys. But you have to make the decision. And this thing is real. And that's why I'm coming at you guys like this this afternoon, because, you know, I really don't have time to play around. I know that it works. Last year I was on welfare. Last year I didn't know what I was going to do. Last year the gas was cut off. Last year the water was cut off. And I'm hoping to God that you guys don't have to go through any breakdowns like that in your life in order to recognize the greatness that God is trying to pull forth out of you. And so I hope that you make the decision before life starts to spew you out. And what I mean by spew you out is make conditions hard for you to wreck so that you can begin to recognize who you are. Some of you are in terrible, terrible situations right now, and that's basically your life contracting around you because your life wants you to birth something great. Now, we're not saying that we want you to birth my econ, but what I am saying to you is that my econ is the vehicle that will get you to the birthing room so that you can really have some that financial backing and the financial literacy and know-how to birth everything. And the last thing I'll say, my econ will teach you the strategy so that when you do birth your greatness and you are making that type of money that you want and you are growing your money, that you'll actually know how to keep your money and grow your money, and you won't be like the Tony Braxtons and MC Hammers who made millions of dollars but had no idea of the strategies on how to keep it. So make the right decision because your situation is dependent on you, and this is all about you coming to God, and he'll come forth to you and show you how to do this thing. So take off your shoes because you're on holy ground and listen to what your burning bush of a situation is saying to you. Thank you, Patricia.
That was beautiful. That was beautiful. Thank you for sharing with us. Guys, I hope you heard the message. We appreciate you coming every Thursday to listen and to be empowered and encouraged. We ask you to invite a friend. Thank you again for listening. Thank you, Amitria, for sharing. And we'll be here same bat place next week, Thursday at 11 o'clock. You guys go and be blessed and prosperous.